Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Drake. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Drake. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Hook reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Hook scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple bunts for an out with unknown description. McMillan moves to third. Nuxhall moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kellert moves to second. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty strikes out. Two outs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-1 in the game. Grammas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0-for-1 in the game. Drake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Drake moves to third. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoke. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Hoke steals second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Bell is chasing the ball. Banks rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Art Fowler now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Irvin for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kellert hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Balsena pinch hits for Art Fowler. Bobby Balsena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balsena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee takes first base on ball 4. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Chee-Tee moves to second. One out. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rocky Bridges now playing third base. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Baker moves to third. Banks moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. DeFondi pinch hits for Frank Kellard. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clip Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dee Fondi now playing first base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Acker now pitching. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Rocky Bridges. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Jablonski now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Tom Acker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Turk Lown now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown strikes out. One out. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Drake hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Temple reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Post hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Drake. Post reaches second base with a double. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Post moves to third. One out. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. Jablonski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Drake. Jablonski reaches second base with a double. Post scores. Bailey moves to third. It's Reds, 5, Cubs, 5. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Art Schult pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Jablonski scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 7-5, Reds. Vito Valentinidi now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Schult moves to second. It's 8-5, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Schult scores. Temple moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Pete Wisenant. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baker moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Baker scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Reds. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.